Welcome to our once a week podcast entitled What's in a Hymn. It reflects on some of the hymns that God's people have sung for generations. Today we reflect on the hymn Come Thou Almighty King. The author of the hymn is unknown, though some think it Charles Wesley. Whoever the author is, this is a great Trinitarian hymn, as we can see from who is addressed in the hymn. Verse 1, the Father all glorious. Verse 2, the incarnate Word. Verse 3, the Spirit of power. And verse 4, the Great One in Three. The actual word Trinity is not found in our Bibles. However, it is simply a theological short form for a truth that is taught throughout the Scriptures. The hymn was written around 1757, and as one hymnologist has said, written in the age of rampant rationalism and budding Unitarianism, the writer attempts to ground the singers doxologically in the Christian faith. The hymn as a whole is a prayer asking each person of the Trinity to assist in some way. At the same time, it also conveys a series of names and titles for the divine persons. Verse 1 addresses God the Father, who is almighty, all-glorious, and the Ancient of Days. So, come thou, almighty King, Father all-glorious, O all-victorious, Ancient of Days. The name Ancient of Days is from Daniel 7, verses 9, 13, and 22. The verse is praying for help to worship and for submission to God's sovereign will. So help us thy name to sing, help us to praise, come and reign over us. Verse 2 addresses Jesus as the incarnate Word, John 1 verse 14, who girds on his mighty sword, both Revelation 1:16 and 9:15. Speak of a mighty sword coming from the mouth of Jesus. This is one who is victorious. So, come thou, incarnate Word, gird on thy mighty sword. The verse is praying for blessing on God's people. Come and thy people bless. Success for the Word of God, and give thy Word success. And this is surely echoing Isaiah 55:11, where God's word accomplishes that for which it is purposed. The verse ends by asking for the Spirit of holiness to descend. Jesus is the sender of the Holy Spirit. So, Spirit of holiness, on us, descend. Verse 3 addresses the Holy Spirit as the Comforter, John 14:16, and the sacred witness, 1 John 5:7, and acknowledges that as God he is all-powerful. So, come Holy Comforter, thy sacred witness bear in this glad hour, thou who almighty art. The verse is praying for his indwelling presence, so now rule in every heart. And ne'er from us depart, Spirit of power. Verse 4 addresses the Trinity as a whole and gives worship. To the great One in Three, eternal praises be, hence evermore. But notice it is now eternal worship, eternal praises be, hence evermore. So we've moved from praise and prayers in the present on earth to looking forward to eternity in heaven. And with that is acknowledgement of being in God's presence and the joy of ceaseless praise. So, His sovereign majesty, may we in glory see, and to eternity love and adore. Amen.